You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
And coming up right now is the space show, but don't get alarmed if this sounds a little different than usual. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. Now, if you look up at the moon, which is clearly visible right now in our Melbourne sky, you might ponder this thought. There is another space wreck up there. And this wreck contains this song, which is by the Japanese group Sakan Action. Story leads the space show this evening. And also, our Planet Earth series looks at tempo and SWOT. And no, that is not measuring music or what you do to a pesky fly. Our program of December the 7th last year reported on the launch of the Japanese lunar lander Hakuto R. That craft is a private venture by the private company iSpace. On March the 22nd last week, we heard the views of iSpace representative Carlos Espigel. Last week, after a 5-month travel time and 1.4 million kilometre journey, an attempt was made to soft land in the Lucas Somniorum backup site rather than the prime site of Atlas Crater. And here is how that event unfolded.
Tokyo, April 12th. iSpace, Incorporated, a global lunar exploration company, announced today that the earliest scheduled landing date for the Hakuto R Mission 1 lunar lander is set for Tuesday, April 25th, at 16:40 Universal Time. As of April 12th, the Mission 1 lander is orbiting the Moon in an elliptical orbit with an altitude of about 100 km at the perihelion and about 2300 km at the apolune. After insertion into lunar orbit, the lander's onboard camera successfully photographed and acquired images of the Moon. The lander is scheduled to perform multiple orbital control maneuvers to reach 100 km circular orbit around the Moon to complete success 8 of the Mission 1 milestones. At approximately 15:40 on April 25th, the lander is scheduled to begin the landing sequence from the 100 km altitude orbit. During the sequence, the lander will perform a braking burn, firing its main propulsion system to decelerate from orbit. Utilizing a series of preset commands, the lander will adjust its attitude and reduce velocity in order to make a soft landing on the lunar surface. The process will take approximately 1 hour. Should conditions change, there are three alternative landing sites and, depending on the site, the landing date may change. Alternative landing dates, depending on the operational status, are April 26, May 1, and May 3. Takeshi Hakamada, founder and CEO of iSpace, said, and we quote, "To all of our supporters and everyone who has been looking forward to the day when we will land on the moon, I am pleased to announce the scheduled landing date for Mission 1. What we have accomplished so far is already a great achievement, and we are already applying lessons learned from this flight to our future missions. I would like to once again express my heartfelt thanks to those who have worked so hard on this mission, including the engineers who are carrying out the long-term operations since our launch back in December. The stage is set. I am looking forward to witnessing this historic day, marking the beginning of a new era of commercial lunar missions." End quote.
2 days later, iSpace released us.
April 14th. iSpace announced today that its Haku-Toar Mission 1 lunar lander has completed all planned orbital control maneuvers, completing success 8 of the Mission 1 milestones. The Mission 1 lander performed the final orbital control maneuver in accordance with the mission operation plan on April 13th, at 10:08 Japan Standard Time, under the direction of iSpace engineers at Haku-Toar Mission Control Center in Nihonbashi, Tokyo. After a controlled burn from the lander's main propulsion system lasting approximately 10 minutes, the maneuver was successfully completed. On March 21, the lander was successfully inserted into lunar orbit, orbiting the moon in an elliptical orbit with an altitude of about 100 km at the perilune and about 6,000 km at the apolune, followed by two orbit control maneuvers. The lander has now reached a 100 km circular orbit around the moon. Plus success 9, the next Mission 1 milestone, will be announced after a successful lunar landing is confirmed. Success 10, the last of the Mission 1 milestones, will be announced after confirmation that a steady telecommunications and power supply have been established after landing on the moon.
Ahead of the landing attempt, iSpace prepared this overview.
"We're going to the moon, and we're just getting started. After 100 days of deep space cruise, the Series 1 lander arrived in lunar orbit. The successful completion of this long voyage not only validates the Series 1 lunar lander design, it represents the completion of a series of successes for iSpace. The verification of our communication technology, structural design, software, maneuver operations, and others, all while having overcome unexpected issues and hurdles along the way. After completing a series of orbital control maneuvers, the lander is scheduled to initiate its automated landing sequence from lunar orbit. Throughout this phase, the lander continues to orbit the moon while approaching its designated landing area. Other than the primary landing location in Atlas Crater, three alternative sites can be targeted in case that any anomalies or other unexpected events prevent the start of the landing sequence for the primary candidate site. In that case, additional orbits are performed to align the lander's trajectory with the new target sites and to allow for optimal use of lunar daytime after landing. During the landing sequence, the lander performs a series of automated actions. Approximately 1 hour before planned touchdown, the lander begins the deorbit insertion phase, firing its thruster to reduce its perilune altitude from approximately 100 kilometers to 25 kilometers. Continuing on its orbit, the lander moves to the far side of the moon, losing direct line of sight and communication with ground station. Approximately 45 minutes later, the lander reappears from behind the moon and begins its braking burn to slow down its descent. Onboard instruments are used to determine the distance from the lunar surface. The lander utilizes a power descent control algorithm developed by Draper Laboratories, using proprietary guidance, navigation, and control software, drawing from years of experience dating back to the Apollo program. In the final moments before landing, the lander relies on its assist thrusters to perform a soft touchdown. Attempting a lunar landing brings many challenges. This is truly a daring endeavor. The impact of landing is mitigated by a shock absorption system inside the landing gear. After landing, the lander performs initial checkout activities to confirm the integrity of its systems. Simultaneously, stable power delivery to all systems is resumed, and electricity is generated via the surface-mounted solar arrays. A high-gain antenna will be used when attempting to establish communications with ground station. Next, the deployment and operation of payloads begins, such as the UAE's Rashid rover as part of the Emirates lunar mission, a transformable lunar robot for the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Experimental devices, such as solid-state batteries by Natera, and multiple payloads within the Canadian Space Agency's LEAP program. On Mission 1, surface operations are expected to last approximately 10 days, effectively using lunar daytime for the lander and its payloads to perform various tasks. Among others, and representing the first such transaction of its kind, ownership of Lunar Regolith is planned to be captured by the iSpace Series 1 lander during landing, and will be transferred to NASA as part of the Artemis program. As the first mission of the Series 1 lander, data collected during the entire mission duration will contribute towards future developments and will help to improve the performance and reliability of iSpace's hardware during its next missions. Mission 2 is currently planned for 2024, and testing has already begun, with several customers already standing by to have their payloads transported to the moon. Planned for 2025, Mission 3 will be utilized for the fulfillment of NASA CLEPS task orders as a member of Team Draper. Preparations are underway and are progressing rapidly. We're aiming to perform the world's first lunar landing by a commercial enterprise. This is the beginning of our vision to create a cislunar economy. iSpace is in it for the long run, and we're just getting started. Never quit the lunar quest.
The planned landing date and site was changed to the first backup. During the final descent, we heard this commentary by iSpace's communications specialist, Kevin Zaleski. Now, by removing silences and pauses, the space show has reduced 12 minutes down to 3 minutes.
And now, looking at the status screen, the lander is still moving over 2,000 kilometers per hour. Please let me point out here that we might lose communication with our lander during descent. This is to be expected, and we will reconnect as quickly as possible. Even if the lander appears to be on the surface or anywhere else, please wait for our final confirmation from our MCC. As soon as we receive final word, we will share it with you. Anxiously awaiting here in Tokyo, in our US office and our Luxembourg office, everyone is awaiting. Now we are around 3 minutes before landing. You can see the tension in everyone's faces. Now we see the speed of our lander in the around 700 kilometers per hour, under 7 kilometers above the surface. We are getting closer and closer. The lander continues to fire its propulsion system, and we are now around L minus 2 minutes, close to 500 kilometers per hour, under 6 kilometers above surface. We are only moments away from the planned touchdown on the lunar surface. Everyone who worked on this mission is anxiously anticipating how it will turn out. Please note again, communication with our lander may be interrupted during descent, and it might therefore take a little bit of time for our ground crew to confirm the status of our lander. We will share the latest situation with you as soon as possible. Well, now only 200 kilometers per hour, under 3 kilometers above the surface. Only 1 minute to go, 190, 180 kilometers per hour. Under 2 kilometers. The lunar lander keeps braking, now in vertical orientation. Only 1 kilometer above the surface remaining. We're getting closer and closer. About 120 kilometers per hour, 700 meters. We will soon have reached the planned landing time, at which point I might ask you to wait for a few moments for us to confirm the status. 60 kilometers per hour, 20 meters, final approach. 10 meters, and our simulation might have lost its connection with the MCC. No reason for concern yet. We are still seeing the animation going. 3 kilometers per hour, only meters above the surface now. And now we are at the moment of planned landing time. Again, everyone, please give us a few moments to confirm. We hope to maybe receive a message from our MCC soon. If that is not the case, then we will need a few moments to continue investigations, and we'll update you as soon as we have new information. Our MCC crew standing by, waiting to confirm. Everyone is laser focused right now.
By this time, it was apparent that things had not gone well. In Mission Control, increasing concern was evident on the faces of everyone.
Tokyo, April 26th. iSpace announced today that the Haku-To-R Mission 1 lunar lander was expected to land on the surface of the Moon on April 26th at 1:40 a.m. Japan Standard Time. At this time, Haku-To-R Mission Control Center in Nihonbashi, Tokyo has not been able to confirm the success of the lunar lander. iSpace engineers and mission operations specialists in the Mission Control Center are currently working to confirm the current status of the lander. Further information on the status of the lander will be announced as it becomes available.
Later in the day, iSpace issued this statement.
Tokyo, April 26th. Haku-To-R Mission 1 lunar lander was scheduled to touch down on the surface of the Moon at approximately 1:40 a.m. Japan Standard Time. As of 8 a.m. the communication between the lander and the Mission Control Center was lost, although it was expected even after the touchdown, and it has been determined that success 9 of the mission milestones is not achievable. Based on the currently available data, the Haku-To-R Mission Control Center in Nihonbashi, Tokyo, confirmed that the lander was in a vertical position as it carried out the final approach to the lunar surface. Shortly after the scheduled landing time, no data indicating a touchdown was received. iSpace engineers monitored the estimated remaining propellant reached at the lower threshold, and shortly afterward the descent speed rapidly increased. After that, the communication loss happened. Based on this, it has been determined that there is a high probability that the lander eventually made a hard landing on the Moon's surface. To find the root cause of this situation, iSpace engineers are currently working on a detailed analysis of the telemetry data acquired until the end of landing sequence and will clarify the details after completing the analysis. For Mission 1, it has been determined that success 9 of the Mission 1 milestones, successfully landing on the Moon and establishing communications, is no longer achievable. Despite this, the mission has already achieved success 1 through success 8. In addition, while attempting the completion of success 9, the Mission Control Center was able to acquire valuable data and know-how from the beginning to nearly the end of the landing sequence, which will enable a future successful lunar landing mission. It is strongly believed that this is a great leap forward to future lunar exploration and an important milestone to advance space development by the private sector toward the next level, not only in Japan but also the world. iSpace will continue to make the most of the data and know-how acquired during the operation through Success 8 and landing sequence, including aspects of Success 9, aiming to dramatically improve the technological maturity of Mission 2 in 2024 and Mission 3 in 2025. Takeshi Hakamada, founder and CEO of iSpace, stated, "Although we do not expect to complete the lunar landing at this time, we believe that we have fully accomplished the significance of this mission, having acquired a great deal of data and experience by being able to execute the landing phase. What is important is to feed this knowledge and learning back to Mission 2 and beyond so that we can make the most of this experience. To this end, we are already developing Mission 2 and Mission 3 concurrently and have prepared a foundation that can maintain this continuity. I would like to thank once again all the employees who have contributed to this mission from its inception to the present, all the families who have continued to support it, and all the shareholders, Haku-To-R partners, customers, suppliers, and many others who have continued to believe in iSpace's vision. We will keep moving forward." End of quote. Hiroshi Yamakawa, president of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, said, "Today, iSpace's Haku-To-R Mission 1 became the first private company to attempt to land on the Moon, but unfortunately, the landing could not be realized. As a fellow Japanese space enthusiast, I am proud of iSpace's challenge and respect the efforts of everyone involved. iSpace will analyze the data obtained from this mission and use it as a foundation for the next mission. JAXA will continue to make steady progress together with iSpace, the industry and organizations challenging space, and our international partners, and will contribute not only to space exploration activities but also to the sustainable development of human society." End of quote. Joseph Aspbacher, Director General of the European Space Agency, commented, The mission underpins the successful cooperation between ESA and iSpace. Such collaboration schemes between new space companies and space agencies open up exciting opportunities for the future of lunar exploration and other domains. Accounting for new space approaches is also a central element of ESA's Agenda 2025. I'm convinced that the Haku-Toar Mission 1 is only the beginning of many fascinating projects and activities to come. End of quote. Martin Sion, CEO of Ariane Group, noted, iSpace has already accomplished a tremendous feat by entering lunar orbit and attempting a first landing. What they are trying to do is so complex and at the cutting edge of technology that success is not guaranteed at the first attempt. The experience and unique expertise gained by the team will help make the next mission a success. End of quote. Draper released the following statement, the historic maiden commercial mission of iSpace's M1 Haku-Toar achieved numerous significant first-time achievements, but ultimately fell short of its goal of landing safely on the moon. Haku-Toar experienced an anomaly, ending the mission prematurely. Though the mission did not achieve its ultimate goal, by successfully reaching cislunar space and orbiting the moon, the mission represents an important step forward for the international space economy. Draper serves on iSpace's team for the M1 Haku-Toar mission and will collaborate on missions M2 and M3. We look forward to our ongoing partnership with iSpace, both now and in the future. End of statement.
The iSpace company set a series of goals or milestones for the mission.
Mission 1 milestones. For Mission 1, iSpace set 10 milestones between launch and landing, and aim to achieve the success criteria established for each of these milestones. Recognizing the possibility of an anomaly during the mission, the results will be weighed and evaluated against the criteria and incorporated into future missions already in development between now and 2025. Mission 2 and Mission 3, which also will contribute to NASA's Artemis program, will further improve the maturity of iSpace's technology and business model. Future announcements on progress of milestone achievement are expected to be released once attained.
Late on April the 26th, iSpace reached this conclusion.
April 26th, iSpace was scheduled to make the world's first private company moon landing by the lander Haku-Toar Mission 1 today, but as of 4 o'clock today, communication with the lander is not expected to be restored. We are pleased to announce that we have judged that it will be difficult to complete Success 8 to confirm the moon landing. Based on the data available at the moment, the Mission Control Center ground control room at Tokyo confirmed that the lander's attitude was perpendicular to the lunar surface at the end of the landing sequence, but the data indicating landing was not confirmed even after the scheduled landing time. After that, the estimated remaining propulsion fuel of the lander was exhausted and the data confirmed that the rapid increase in the descent speed was confirmed, and finally telemetry could not be acquired. Based on these circumstances, we believe that it is highly likely that our lander eventually made a hard landing on the lunar surface. The factors that caused these situations are currently being analyzed in detail by the telemetry acquired so far, and we will report them as soon as the analysis is completed. In this Mission 1, we have determined that we will not be able to achieve Success 9, which is to land on the moon and establish communications. On the other hand, we were able to succeed in the milestones up to Success 10 out of the 8 milestones we set, and even during Success 9, we were able to acquire valuable data and know-how for realizing the moon landing mission, including data during the landing sequence. I strongly believe that these are major leaps forward in advancing lunar exploration in the future, and will be a stepping stone to advance space development not only by Japan but also by private companies around the world. Even after receiving this result, we will not be afraid of uncertain risks and will never stop taking on challenges. With the aim of dramatically increasing the technical maturity of Mission 2 in 2024 and Mission 3 in 2025, we will make full use of the data and know-how acquired during the operation and landing sequences up to this Success 8.
Meanwhile, 20 minutes after the crash landing, the founder and chief executive officer of iSpace, Takeshi Hakamada, had spoken to the assembled guests at the landing function.
At this moment, we have not been able to confirm successful landing on the lunar surface. Our engineers at MCC is continue to investigate the current status of the lander. Currently, we have not confirmed the communication from the lander. We already confirmed that we have established the communication until very end of the landing. However, now we lost the communication. So we have to assume that we could not complete the landing on the lunar surface. Our engineers will continue to investigate the situation, and then we will update you the further information once we finish the investigation.
A preliminary analysis has determined that a loss of propellant in the final seconds of landing led to a free fall and destructive hard landing on the lunar surface. There appears to have been a software error in determining the altitude of Hakuto R from the ground. And the music we're listening to is by Sakon Action from Japan. The song is called Serato, and the lyrics read that the falling stars in the sky that you simply pointed at left flowing streaks stretching towards the moon. And this was carried as a music disc aboard the Hakuto R lunar lander. You're listening to The Space Show.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.